Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the second week of Easter, April 18th, 2026. And our passage today is from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. But he said to them, 'It is I. Do not be afraid.'" The disciples have already witnessed signs. They had seen the multiplication of the loaves. They have listened to Jesus teach. And yet, here they are, out on the sea, rowing hard against the wind, exhausted, uncertain, and alone. It is night. The waters are rough. The shore is far behind them, and Jesus is not in the boat. This is not just a physical description, it is a spiritual one. There are moments in every life of faith when we find ourselves in that same place, rowing, striving, doing what we can, and yet feeling as though we are getting nowhere. The winds oppose us, the darkness disorients us, and perhaps most painfully, God seems absent. The disciples row, 3 or 4 miles, we're told, a detail that matters. It tells us that they are far from safety, far from certainty, far from control. They are in that middle space where you cannot turn back and cannot yet see forward. And it is there, precisely there, that Jesus comes. Not from the shore, not after the storm has passed, but walking on the sea itself, walking on the very thing that threatens them. And their first reaction is fear. This is deeply human. When God comes to us in the unfamiliar, in the uncontrollable, in the midst of our fear, we often do not recognize him. We mistake his presence for something else. We assume danger where there is, in fact, salvation. They began to be afraid. But then comes the voice, "It is I, do not be afraid." In the original language, those words, "It is I," echo something even deeper, "I am." The very name of God revealed to Moses, this is not merely reassurance, it is revelation. I am, do not be afraid. Jesus does not first calm the sea, he first speaks to the heart. Because the deeper storm is not always around us, it is within us. Fear, anxiety, doubt, a sense of being alone. These are the waves that most threaten to overwhelm us. And into that inner storm, Christ speaks his identity. I am. I am here. I am with you. I am greater than what you fear. And notice what happens next. They wanted to take him into the boat. That simple line is everything. The turning point is not the calming of the sea, it is the welcoming of Christ. The disciples move from fear to desire, from panic to openness, from resisting the unknown to receiving the one who comes through it. Faith is not first about eliminating storms. It is about recognizing and receiving Christ within them. We often pray for God to remove our difficulties, and sometimes he does, but more often he comes to us walking upon them, showing us that what we fear does not have the final word. The sea is still real. The wind still blows. But Christ is greater. And when he enters the boat, everything changes, not because life becomes easy, but because we are no longer alone. This gospel invites us to ask a very personal question. What does my night sea look like right now? Where am I rowing hard, feeling resistance, feeling distance from God? What fear rises in me when I cannot see clearly? And perhaps most importantly, when Christ comes to me in that place, will I recognize him? And will I welcome him? Because he is already coming. He comes in unexpected ways, in prayer that feels different, in people we did not anticipate, in circumstances we did not choose. He comes walking on the very waters we thought would drown us. And he says the same words to us. It is I. Do not be afraid. The Christian life is not a promise of calm seas. It is a promise of a present Savior. And that is enough. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in the nights of our lives when the winds rise and the waters grow uncertain, we confess how easily fear takes hold of us. We strain, we struggle, we try to control what we cannot, and we forget that you are never far away. Come to us, Lord, walking upon the waves of our anxiety and doubt. Speak again those words that calm the heart. It is I, do not be afraid. Give us the grace to recognize you, the courage to welcome you, and the trust to rest in your presence. Enter the boat of our lives, O Lord, and lead us safely to the shore you have prepared. For you are our peace, our strength, and our salvation. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a passage from the gospel we shared at Mass and look for its deeper meaning, applying it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.